Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Terry Klein-Gunther, general manager of Earl's New American in Peddler's Village. And coming up on Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th, is the Peach Festival and Sidewalk Sale in Peddler's Village. You are, I guess, the representative to talk about this festival. So, Terry, what is Peach Festival?
Well, Peach Festival is a celebration of peach for the village. All our merchants and all our restaurants that come aboard create wonderful peach dishes, wonderful peach desserts, and it's through the village. So you'll have musicians along with fresh peaches. Everybody in the village is around peaches. So it's a fun time for you to just enjoy Bucks County and have lots of peaches, which are right now at prime season.
How many vendors and how many of them are participating?
We'll have approximately 60 stores. Of those 60 stores, they will all participate.
100% participation. 100%
participation. It's a sidewalk. We'll be ongoing until Sunday. All the restaurants will be partaking in this. Each one will have their unique spin on peaches. So a chef from Earl's New American and a chef from Buttonwood are all going to have their own creations.
So set the scene. If we're going to Peddler's Village, what does it look like? It's not just that all the restaurants are offering peach-themed dishes. They're also going to be outside.
Yes. What's going to happen is you have vendors in the middle of the green, which you'll want to see when you're at the village. Go right into the center of the village. And surrounding you are events of fresh peaches. You'll have different, let's say, merchants that will sit out there and they'll provide their items of what peaches should be. So you could have glassware that's all done in peaches. You'll have different venues through the village, even if it were seasonal formats of flowers are all through the village as well. So you start in the middle of the village and you then continue to go out. And each part of the village will have its own uniqueness.
This is, I understand, you said peak peach season.
Yes.
And you work with certain
farms?
We work
with certain farms. And our farm that we're bringing in is Bechtel's out of Hellertown, PA. They will provide us with all the peaches that everyone will get to try throughout the village. There's about three or four different varieties that are going to be sold. So you'll have white peach, you'll have your yellow peaches, all for the picking. Plus the jams, the butters, the salsas, you name it.
You know what? It's interesting because we're kind of familiar with varieties of, say, apples.
Right.
But I'm not so familiar with all the, when you say different varieties of peaches, I'm not familiar.
Most people aren't. It is a limited source. And a lot of people don't understand that a nectarine and a peach are exactly the same. One just has more of a dominant gene. That's why it has the fuzz. And the nectarine does not. It has the recessive gene.
Wait, so do they come from the same tree?
No, you're going to have two different trees, but one produces nectarines, one produces peaches, but they're in the same family.
So when does peach season, like this is it, right? Right now?
This is it. This August. Is right now. Everyone should be enjoying peaches. They're good for you. They have antioxidants. They take get rid of your free radicals. I mean, eat a peach. It's a great thing to do for you.
And peach season goes until when?
It's a short-lived season. It really is. If you can stretch it into September, you're lucky. But it is a short season. But you take advantage of enjoying all that it has to offer right now.
So tell me a little bit about what Peddler's Village is offering. Everybody is offering some sort of a peach-themed menu.
Right, exactly. So take an example. We have a number of people like Free Will. They are going to be offering a sour ale with peaches. You're going to have Lucky Cupcake. It's going to have peach scones and then a fabulous bourbon peach bread pudding. Earl's, we're going to have a smoked duck with a candy pecan with a little bit of goat cheese, a champagne vinaigrette, and of course, diced peaches, fresh. Buttonwood does a sangria. Wonderful. Peaches all in the sangria that soaks into the wine, poured over ice. Can't beat it.
Can you tell me a little bit about the kind of the flavor profile of the peach? If you want to get a bunch of peaches and you're a home cook and you want to add peaches to your food, like where would you recommend adding the peaches?
Well, it depends on what you're going to be using them for. But I mean, as if you're going to say use a compote, the chefs love to do that. They'll reduce it down. It reduces the flavor and all the sugars come out. And then we have one where we place it over a pork tenderloin, just like you would do with an apple. So it really, the imagination's as much as you want. Think about where you could use fresh peaches in a salad as much as you could use fresh peaches in alcohol, or cook down peaches and place it over pork or chicken. So wherever you want.
Yeah, I can imagine like apples in the salad can be replaced with peaches.
But with peaches, exactly. And that's what the example of what we're doing. Peaches are everywhere at Peddler's Village. It's a wonderful stroll. You park, you go through the village, you stroll through all the wonderful things that Earl Jamison and his family have created. The walkways are just a meandering walkway through, and you see tons of different shops available, from Italian to an Irish store to a German to Free Will to a local beer distributor to Chad's Forge Wines is even there. So you have a number of different things. And for the kids, you have Giggleberry for...
What is Giggleberry?
Giggleberry
exactly?
Is similar to... It's an event where the kids can go in and play almost like a big mountain. And there's lots
like
of jungle
outdoor
gym.
Like an place,
but it's inside.
Oh, it's a play space.
It's inside. So it's, and they have a carousel there. And down by where Earl's is, that's where you'll have a courtyard. Music is traveling everywhere. And then, of course, you have to go into the flagship store, which is Cock and Bull. It started from Earl in 1962. You walk in and you literally are transformed back into 1962 when he created this beautiful place.
What kind of a restaurant is that?
Cock and Bull is more like a family-oriented. You have flavor profiles of a family food, like chicken pot pie, beef burgundy, you know, all the comfort foods. That's your comfort restaurant.
So for the Peach Festival, they're actually doing what?
They're going to just take a spin off of, again, do a salad or a pork loin with some peaches.
And you have like the country stores that are doing like peach jams.
Peach jams, salsa, yes. And amongst having peaches everywhere, you're going to have music, entertainment, all the sales from all the merchants.
What does it take to put a peach festival like this together?
A lot of organization. To be honest, we've been doing festivals for many years, and the team is amazing as far as they can pull together. We're all a family, so everybody takes part in it.
If you haven't visited Peddler's Village in a while, would you say the Peach Festival is like the time to go?
Peach Festival is one of them, but there are many others upcoming that you may want to enjoy. If you're going to miss Peach, don't forget Scarecrow. When all the scarecrows come up, beautiful. You can walk through the village. It's cooler. Then you have Apple. Don't forget, we've also got Oktoberfest. Then there's Lumination. There's a Christmas parade. So we have the entire lineup going through to the end of the year that you can enjoy. I mean, a lot of people are on vacation right now. So if you're still in the city or not heading to the shore, this is a perfect opportunity for you to come visit Peddler's Village.
There's a lot of agritourism that happens.
Yes.
So this is kind of part of it.
It is. We have a lot of farms around us. And it's wonderful that, again, when it's Blueberry Festival or Apple Festival, we'll go to the local farmers and they'll bring their wares over. So, yes, it is.
So they're coming over like bushels of peaches.
They'll come over with bushes, yes. And like Bechtel's, they produced a peach cider, like an apple cider, hand-squeezed. I mean, when's the last time you've seen that? Little things like that that you'll get to try.
What are you most looking forward to trying?
Oh, for us, one of our restaurants likes to make a peach cobbler. It's just a wonderful, wonderful flavor. It really is.
What restaurant?
I can't. It's always Earl's. That's what our chef likes to produce.
Earl's.
And he likes to produce this beautiful peach cobbler, which he'll make the peaches. He'll reduce them down, put a fresh ice cream. He'll make his batter over top of it, and you get to try it. So that's a nice touch for us. But every place you go, you're going to be able to see that.
All right. Give me a good recipe. You mentioned the peach sangria. Can you give us
a
recipe for that?
Sure. A breakdown of that? So an easy one that you can use is you can use 2 bottles of Riesling. It's just a nice sweet wine to start you off. 1 bottle of Moscato. Throw in lots and lots and lots of peaches. Let them sit overnight. You're going to add a touch of peach brandy, and that's it. Have fun. Enjoy.
So let the peaches soak in
the
wine.
Yeah, you let the peaches soak into the wine, so they become part of your garnish. You can eat them.
What do you put them in, a big giant bowl or something?
Yeah, you can do a big giant vat or these wonderful things that they've come up with now where you infusing jars, where you can take lots of things like that and put the peaches in there and just let them seep in. There's like, another, there's a bourbon recipe. It takes a little longer where you take the peaches and take a couple bottles of bourbon and you let them sit for about 10 days in the refrigerator. And that bourbon, that peach will transfer into the bourbon and mix it with anything. Put it over ice cream. Put it in wine. Make a like a bourbon sangria. Make a drink or a cocktail with it. Have fun. I mean, it is your imagination your limit. And that's what chefs in all the restaurants like to do.
All right. The 2018 Peach Festival and Sidewalk Sale takes place August 11th and 12th. Also Friday.
Yes, Friday. It starts as far as your sidewalk sale. You'll be able to see a lot of us having all the items available.
You guys are getting ready. And then
We're getting ready.
is there like a central website?
Yes, there is. You can go to Peddler's Village and then click on dining, and then the menus will pop up because you can see we have happy hour throughout the village, and that entails so many different options. If we're not doing peach, come over and visit us for happy hour.
All right. Terry Klein Gunther is the general manager of Earl's New American, and Peddler's Village is having their Peach Festival and Sidewalk Sale the weekend of August 11th. Terry, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.